A new governor. Guy Carleton took over for Murray in 1768. He was intimately familiar with Murray's problems with the merchants. Though careful not to alienate the English minority, he adopted a similar policy of conciliation or friendship towards the French. One of Carleton's first acts as governor was to dismiss members of the appointed council that were a little too friendly and cozy with the French. The British merchants of Montreal rejoiced. Finally, here was a governor that understood them and what it was to be British. Despite Carleton's apparent love for all things British, he fast became an admirer of the habitants and their simple way of life. This admiration led him to support and protect French rights and rights from the interference of the vocal English minority. For example, the English were still calling for an elected assembly, but Carleton refused. Even though Westminster decreed such an assembly be created back in 1763, Carleton, like Murray before him, refused, reasoning,
"Barring a catastrophe, too shocking to think of, this country must, to the end of time, be peopled by the Canadian race, who already have taken such a firm root that any new stock transplanted would be totally hid amongst them."
In short, any government in Quebec would have to include, not exclude, the French. The English of Quebec insisted they were being denied their rights as good subjects of the king. Carleton didn't buy it. He knew the English only wanted to create an assembly so they could use it as an instrument of self-interest and control. Governors Murray and Carleton did much to preserve the French identity in Quebec. The habitants, for their part, were under no illusions. They knew full well that if a less conciliatory or friendly governor were appointed, the Canadian majority would be at the mercy of the English minority. Fortunately for the French, trouble was a-brewing in the 13 colonies, and this trouble paid huge political dividends for the French. England needed to ensure French loyalty, or at the very least neutrality, if a war with America broke out, which it appeared that it was going to. Therefore, Westminster passed the Quebec Act, guaranteeing the unique Canadian identity within the British Empire.